You ready for Basecamp Fitness's best deal yet? 7 days for $7. That's right, 7 days for $7. It's time to double down on your fitness goals and snag this offer before it's gone. Call or text Basecamp Fitness at 913-232-9770 or go to basecampfitness.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm very happy to be here with Chris Sims, the co-host of Pro Football Talk Live, and Chris Sims, the analyst for NBC Sports. So let's start with Mahomes. Yeah. As a former quarterback, just give me your analysis of what you've seen from him his 2 years as a starter, and especially in these playoffs. 11 touchdowns, no interceptions in his postseason career so far. You have to appreciate what he's done. What do you see from this kid that's made him so special?
Well, I mean, the first thing is his talent's off the charts, right? I mean, you know that. A blind man really could see Patrick Mahomes' talent. It's special. I mean, he has an arm that's, you know, in the category of Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, John Elway, which is a special category there. Athleticism that's, you know, the same thing as far as improvising like Elway in his prime or Rodgers in his prime. He's almost indefensible at times. I mean, that's really what we've seen the last 2 weeks. To me, the last few weeks of this regular season into what we've seen in the playoffs, he's gone to another stratosphere in his ability to read and recognize defenses. That's the first thing that jumps off to me. He's got an answer for everything. The offense also has answers along with it. But, you know, he reminds me right now of like Rodgers in 2011 and 12, where he can, as long as the team's not completely overwhelmed, he can almost beat you by himself. I mean, you guys saw it. Oh, it's zone coverage? Oh, okay, I'll float back here for 7 or 8 seconds and I'll, you know, manipulate the zone and then throw a laser into one of the holes. And then, oh, it's man-to-man? All right, let me look. Is Tyreek open man-to-man? Oh, no, let me see if there's a lane. I'll attack the line of scrimmage. I might throw it, but if it's something parts open, whoa, I'll run because everybody's back's turned and they're playing man-to-man. You know, he's just special that way. He's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. There's no doubt about that. He's the best player in the NFL right now. It's special. Now, this will be his toughest challenge of the year. This team is the most talented and poses the most schematical problems, I think, just as far as their talent on their defensive side that anybody's faced or anybody the Chiefs have faced this year.
So I'm sure you know that your co-host Mike Florio has taken a lot of heat in Kansas City for the comments he made about how the 49ers should try to slow down or stop Patrick Mahomes. What was your reaction to what he said as a former quarterback?
Okay, well, everybody out there, let me just say this. This is let me defend Mike Florio a little bit. First off, no, Mike Florio, there's nobody he loves more than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's been on the bandwagon since early 2018. I mean, in the preseason of 2018, he was on the bandwagon. So he loves him, all right? And he's not at any point condoning trying to hurt Patrick Mahomes or do anything of that. He's really all he's just trying to say is when the face of the NFL and the face of your franchise and the best player on your team is going to run the way he's run the last 2 weeks, yeah, you got to make him second guess that a little bit. You got to make him pay for it. I would be disappointed in Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator of the 49ers right now, if he's not telling his defense, hey, we got to make it count when he runs. We got to make him know we're there. We got to make him feel it, right? All ways to play physical. You know, yeah. So I think that's all Mike was trying to reference. Mike, so many times this year, guys, on Mondays, we would come in and on PFT talk about a play where we would see the quarterback about to run out of bounds, the defense kind of pull up because they don't want to get a penalty, and then the quarterback turn it up the field and run for 10 or 15 more yards because the defense is like, oh, I'm too afraid to hit him. He's too close to the sidelines. And I think all Mike was just saying is you can't do that in the Super Bowl. And you have to err on, okay, maybe you have to get a 15-yard penalty rather than, oh, let me let him go up the sidelines and now he cuts it inside and breaks another tackle and scores a 27-yard touchdown run. That's all Mike was trying to say. And trust me, he didn't mean any malice by it.
And this is something relevant because these two playoff wins, Mahomes has been the leading rusher for the Chiefs. So now he's beating teams with his legs.
Right. That's what we're saying. That's all Mike was trying to point out is that this has become a huge aspect of the game for Patrick Mahomes. And, yeah, to beat Kansas City, you want to, one, contain Mahomes. And, two, if he does become a runner, you want him to – you want him to get down in a hurry if you're the 49ers. You want to make him think twice about, oh, you really want to cut this upfield? Oh, you really want to try to dive for this first down? That's all Mike was saying.
You can understand Kansas City. I feel like we've been waiting for this quarterback our entire lives since Len Dawson. And it almost feels like when someone says something about him, that it's like saying something about our son. The love affair is unlike anything I've ever seen in Kansas City in the 20 years I've been doing this.
No, I understand it. Trust me. I mean, I do. This guy's special. I mean, he's really special. He's got a chance to be the greatest of all time. He really does. I don't get into Super Bowls. I don't know if he'll get six like Tom Brady. That to me is not a Tom Brady accomplishment. That's a Patriots accomplishment. You know, like I'm one that's going to sit here and tell you, if Patrick Mahomes was on the Patriots all those years the Patriots were good, they would have six Super Bowls or maybe more too. We just have to like get over this whole, but I understand that. He's really special. He's a joy to watch. Florio loves watching him. And he is the second coming right now. I mean, my little boy, and when we have a catch in the driveway or in the backyard or in the living room, he imitates Patrick Mahomes. He's got his mannerisms down, how he stands, how he walks. I mean, he's got it all down, and that's because of what your fans see. He's a special player.
And so when you were at Texas with Kyle Shanahan, was there a point when you thought that he would be a coach or a head coach? I mean, obviously now he's in the Super Bowl, but I mean, I've heard other players say, yeah, I knew this guy was going to go into coaching and be successful. Right. Did he have that kind of mind? Did you, what were your thoughts when you were a teammate at Texas?
I did think he was going to be a coach for sure. I never doubted that one bit. I will say that I think my level of thinking of where he would be went up when we were in Tampa together and he was the quality control coach there. I started to really see, I was like, oh, Kyle is like special. And Kyle can point things out on a defense that, you know, John Gruden wouldn't point out to the quarterback sometimes. So he's taken advantage of the things he's learned from Gruden, his father, Kubiak, all these people. And he is, he lives the game. He is very unafraid to think outside the box or draw up plays that have never been done in football and just go, I don't care. I know enough about football. I'm going to invent this play. And that's where he's special. He's the most creative game plan designer in the game right now. So, you know, like, did I see it in college? I knew he was going to be a coach. I thought he was going to be great. I think when he was with the Houston Texans offensive coordinator with Matt Schaub and Arian Foster, and they had a few top five offenses in football, that's when I went, ooh, Kyle's offense is as good as anybody in football. And that was 12 years ago.
But isn't this for people that love football and especially love offense? They have Andy Reid and Shanahan, like the creativity, the game planning, the play calling. That's a dream matchup, right?
Dream matchup. And then 2 weeks to like add more flair and creativity to the situation. I mean, I think two of these guys, these both are guys that are, they're willing to push the envelope and willing to try new things. You know, most coaches are very conservative by nature. If I brought a new play to like some of my coaches, they'd be like, well, how do you teach it? Or can you show me 20 examples of it on film? And, you know, I'm like, no, we just invented this because we know football and we think this will work against this coverage. Most coaches won't do that. Andy and Shanahan are two guys that are like, oh, no, I know what the defense is doing. And screw that it's never been done before. I know what I'm doing, and we're going to make this work. And I'll teach and tinker how to coach it and the rules of it and everything like that. So I'm really pumped for that aspect of the matchup to see what they unveil on Sunday.
Chris, before we let you go, I'm a peacemaker, and I want harmony in a world of difference. This man right here is an Oklahoma grad, and there's a lot of things that are said about Texas. And do you have anything to say to Chris Sims here? Because just to smooth everything, I want everyone to get along here at Super Bowl week. Todd,
I knew when I saw Kyle Shanahan play wide receiver, he would probably be a coach.
Right.
There you go. How about that? Is that a fair thing to say,
Chris? Oh, gosh, I know. Hey, listen. Oklahoma, first off, this is what I want to say about Oklahoma.
Please.
First off, I don't understand why they get the free pass of like being a disaster every year in the college football Final Four and nobody ever saying anything. Like Notre Dame goes there and everyone's like, Notre Dame's the worst. Oklahoma gets blown out for like the seventh year in a row. And nobody says anything.
I thought that went pretty well this year.
Did it go pretty well?
Seven touchdown passes in the first half. They held them too.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good showing by the Big 12 defenses again. No, but also, this is what I don't understand about Oklahoma. Oklahoma's program is we're the little brother to Oklahoma. I'm going to give you some ammo here, right? Yeah, to compare Texas to Oklahoma's football program is disrespectful to Oklahoma. They're on another level. I know I'm a Longhorn and I'm supposed to say that. All I know how to do is keep it real, all right? They're in national championships, Final Fours, Heismans. They blow us out of the water. This is what I don't get. They score a touchdown in the Final Four game, and they're more worried about the Longhorns than they are about LSU. That's where they got to, like, go, why are you guys so obsessed with us? You're better than us, but you're obsessed with us. It's the weirdest thing in the world where I want to just come up with your own signal, figure it out. You're playing LSU, and you guys are, like, worried about, like, oh, Longhorns. And I want to be like, well, you're not focused on the task. It's LSU as a Tiger.
Just to give you a window into that, so we're sitting down with Damian Williams, I think, 2 weeks ago, and he's back in studio, and I'm out at Arrowhead, and he's getting levels on Damian Williams. He's like, all right, Damian, horns down. And Damian gets, and like, Todd, answer these accusations now.
You're right. People should probably get over the horns down, but it has spread everywhere. It's not just Oklahoma. Everyone's doing that now. It's spread around everywhere. LSU fans were going horns down when they came up to, what do you call the place now? Darryl K. Royal Memorial Stadium, Joe James Field, whatever. They were doing that stuff there. I liked how Texas put LSU in the upper deck, their band. That was a classy move. It's good.
That's what we do. Screw them. We don't care.
That's the kind of talk I like. Okay, before we let you go, are you are you leaning one way? What's your gut tell you? What's going to happen on Sunday?
My gut is telling me that the 49ers are going to win the game. Yeah, sorry, Kansas City fans. I'm scared to death of Patrick Mahomes when I say that. Trust me. I won't be shocked if Kansas City wins this football game. But, yeah, I think ultimately, you know, I've been saying since about week six that I thought the 49ers are the best team in football. I think they're going to win a 31-27, 31-24 type of football game. But I am scared of 15 in red and yellow. I can tell you that much.
Chris, thank you for the time, man.
Anytime.
That's Chris Sims, back after this on WHB.